I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a smaller, if not kinder and gentler, form of football. But first, the men's college basketball season begins this week. Here to discuss which hopeless squads are entertaining the delusional hope that they can possibly derail San Diego State from their 2010-2011 NCAA championship cakewalk is ESPN's Pat Forty. Pat, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you, and go Aztecs, Bill.
Yeah, I did say San Diego State, but I meant Duke. So tell me a little about the team that begins this season ranked number one.
Well, Duke certainly begins the season number one for good reason. Most of the key players back from the championship team last year. Mike Krzyzewski, I think, just kind of adding to his legacy with just now the longevity to be able to win titles in the early 90s and 2001, and then again in 2010. It's really been an extended run of winning titles unlike any we've seen in college basketball. And with Kyle Singler back, Nolan Smith, they've got one of the best freshmen in the country, and Kyrie Irving. Every reason to believe that they deserve to start the season number one.
Michigan State starts the season at number two. They made the Final Four this past March. Do they enjoy similar success this year?
It seems like now it's almost mandatory for Tom Izzo to find a way to get to the Final Four no matter what. Every year they get picked high and then they struggle and they have injuries or they have chemistry issues or something doesn't click. And then all of a sudden when, you know, it's do or die time, they do. They win all their games till they get to the Final Four. So, they had a great run in 2009 and an even better run maybe in 2010 of the Final Four. And this is another team that on paper looks like it very much deserves to be in the places it is starting year.
Louisville, your neighborhood, has a brand new downtown arena that head coach Rick Pitino says has the feel of an NCAA tournament site, but maybe the real question is, will the currently unranked team there feel like an NCAA tournament team come the spring?
Yeah, they quite honestly, this team probably should be in an NIT venue because that's about how good this team looks right now. I mean, a lot of losses from a team that wasn't that good last year, barely made the NCAA tournament. Samardo Samuels, who was their best player last year, made a very surprising decision to go pro early. And this is now a very thin team. If Rick Pitino can channel his Providence, early Kentucky, running, gunning, pressing kind of wildfire teams, then that may suit this team better than anything, and they may have a chance to overachieve. But right now, Bill, to me, they look like a lot of the Big East looks, which is very questionable. I mean, this is not going to be a great year, I don't think, in the Big East, at least compared to what we've seen the last couple of years.
Kansas State will begin the season ranked ahead of Kansas. Is this as much an oddity as it appears to me to be?
Well, you know, Kansas State lasted longer last year than Kansas did in the tournament. They've come a long way in a short amount of time. Frank Martin, the coach who looks like his head is going to explode every 5 minutes on the sidelines, but really has a great personality when you get to know him. I really like him, and he's got maybe one of the best, certainly one of the best three or four guards in the country, and Jacob Pullen, very athletic front court. Good defensive players, and yeah, I would put them ahead of Kansas to start with, too, although Kansas, certainly, given the talent level there, you can never count them out.
What other teams especially warrant a mention before the season begins, Pat?
Well, you know, I was kind of thinking about this last year. I have to say that in our preview package on ESPN.com, before the season started, I predicted Butler to the Final Four, and I was trying to figure out if I could do anything to make myself look that smart this time around, and the answer is probably no. But one school that's kind of off the radar that I think is really going to be pretty darn good is Wichita State in the Missouri Valley Conference. Lost a very close, contentious final in that tournament to Northern Iowa, who went on to beat Kansas and had that great run of their own. But keep an eye on Butler, too. Even though they lost Gordon Hayward and some other guys, they're going to be very good again.
There was good news this week for Iowa's basketball program, which will not be penalized for allowing recruits to meet celebrities Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore. The NCAA ruled that meeting was purely accidental. Don't accidents like that happen to USC and UCLA recruits all the time? or maybe the question should be, what was Demi Moore doing in Iowa?
That is the question. Absolutely, that was the biggest upset that I heard from that whole thing. Is she's hanging out at Iowa football games? Wow, they've got a little more pull there in Iowa City than any of us thought. That's the kind of violation you kind of almost don't mind getting if you're in my mind.
The Pac-10 Conference Tournament won't take place until March, of course, but it should be an interesting one because it will include men's and women's games. Why the change, and do you think other conferences will adopt a similar format?
I kind of like the idea, you know, especially if there's a difficulty filling the arena. And, you know, sometimes some of these schools may not travel as well for conference tournaments, so... You know, if you can be inclusive and again give the women a chance to play in a big time venue with a bigger crowd, you know, I think it helps them. And again, probably another way to give the women a little bit more of an equal playing field in terms of exposure and the perks that come with playing college basketball.
Of course, I'm sure that Tennessee and Connecticut and other conferences altogether are hoping that this development catches on, because then the men would be on the coattails of the women's teams there.
Tennessee's men's team, they need lessons from the women in a lot of areas, not just how to win, but also perhaps how to abide by NCAA rules. If you know what's going on there with the ongoing investigation of Tennessee men's basketball, then you could say the same about UConn, which is under investigation as well.
Likely to be a while, I guess, before somebody gets the idea to have a conference tournament in which the women play against the men.
Probably so, although... You know, UConn, that wouldn't be a bad matchup, Tennessee or Baylor, for that matter. I wouldn't mind seeing any of those games.
You can read Pat Forte's 40-yard dash column on ESPN's website. He occasionally joins me from November to April each college basketball season. Pat, thanks again.
Thank you, Bill. Enjoy the season.